Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
John Giganti here. I'm with my friend, Carrie Oberbrunner.
It's great to be here.
Thanks for being here. We're about to talk, sit down, have a little conversation. Carrie ignites souls for a living. He's ignited over a million souls and many millions to come.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Let's dig in.
You actually have to run to the pain rather than flee from it. When you numb your pain, you numb your potential.
First of all, I gotta thank you. You've had a profound impact on my life. If I had to count on one hand, you'd be in that top
awesome.
Five, no doubt. So
awesome.
Thank you for that. Why don't we start with what's your story?
Sure. So my story is, grew up in Wisconsin. Parents with hearts for ministry. Grew up thinking that, like just tight relationship with God, and thought, hey, I'm gonna be a pastor too. Tried some other things like Air Force chaplain and this type of thing, but ministry was kind of the calling. And everything was cool, did the Christian college, seminary, and yet there was this deep secret inside. I knew I had to like come clean. I knew I had to take off the mask. Because here I am doing a graduate degree in pastoral with an emphasis in counseling. And for the first time ever, I thought, I'm going to go clean with my secret. And my secret was I actually struggled with self-hatred, depression, self-injury, right? So long story short, basically confided in my counseling professor, like, hey, I'm going to be real. I'm a cutter, and I thought he'd be like disappointed in me, but I thought he'd be like, hey man, thanks for your honesty, let's work on this, we can help you. Instead, I got a letter in my student mailbox. You are not suitable to be a counselor.
So because you came clean.
Because I came clean, okay. And said, hey, I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, I struggle.
Wow.
Hey, I'm cutting, but I had a professor who stood up for me and said, look, man. He was actually the vice president of the entire college. And he said, look, man, we're going to get you help. You can go to counseling. And that actually set the path for me to be authentic. I have a phrase I tell people that success doesn't ruin you, it reveals you. Mm-hmm. You talk to most people and they say, hey, do you want to be successful? And they're like, yeah, you know, of course I do. Do you want more influence? Yeah. Do you want more impact? Yeah. Do you want more income? Sure. Most people want that. I call that a bigger stage, okay, in life.
Sure.
So most people say, hey, I want a bigger stage for good reasons and bad reasons, whatever. On a bigger stage, there's bigger spotlights.
Sure.
So when someone says, hey, man, I want to be on a bigger stage, what they're really saying is I'm going to be exposed in a deeper way. And you ask most people, do you want to be exposed? And they're like, no way. I mean, they might say they do, but they don't.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I think we're scared of failure critics.
Yeah.
It's funny, but I've done a lot of research in this stuff.
Sure.
And they say that a baby, if you took an adult brain and put it in a baby's body, it would take the baby until the age of 83 before they learned how to walk.
Wow.
Because they would
say,
you idiot, what's your problem? Why are you a failure? You know, they would try to get the DVD on how to walk, and then they would take coaching on how to walk.
Right.
In other words, God's put inside of a baby the ability to grow, and here's why. Babies don't blush. But what happens is we get older and we start saying, oh my gosh, what if I do fall?
Yeah.
Or what if I do fail?
Yeah.
And then we start doing that self-judgment and spin out into for most people, paralysis.
Yeah.
The inability to act.
So you deal with thousands upon thousands of people. You see, I feel like you have a front row seat.
Yeah.
That, how do you change it? That is a complete mindset shift.
Yeah.
One that you've actually helped me with, by the way. So thank you for that.
Sure.
And you're spot on. I totally agree with you. But how do you, what's the process if someone's watching here that's struggling, let's say, which I imagine. I mean, we all struggle.
Yeah.
How do you, what's the process to actually flip that?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm a product of lots of other people who've gone before me.
Yeah.
So this isn't all original thinking.
Yeah.
But we all have inside of us what's called a self-image set point.
Okay.
What happens is you never outperform your own self-image. I know some of your viewers are sports people, right? Mm-hmm. Oral Hershiser, let's use him as an example.
Okay.
He had in his brain all through his career, I guess Howdy Doody was this character back in the early days. He was a goof, you know, like Howdy Doody was this puppet, and it was essentially a joke. And people called him Howdy Doody Hershiser. So here he is, ready to face a guy, and inside his brain, Howdy Doody Hershiser. And he immediately pitches a bad pitch because his self-image set point is set here, and he can't outperform his own self-image.
Yeah, yeah.
Tommy Lasorda sees him.
Okay.
His first day, he says, get in my office. And he says, today, I'm giving you a new name. He says, today, you are the Bulldog. And Oral Hershiser, and he says that is the day that changed the trajectory of his career. When someone renamed him, he reset his self-image set point. Now he's in a crisis situation, and he's like, I'm the Bulldog. And his performance reflects it. I got a book here called Your Secret Name. Mm-hmm. In my book, I talk about how in the ancient book, Scripture, it says, to the one who overcomes, I will give you a new name written on a white stone, and no one knows the name except the one who receives it. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's a secret name. Did a ton of research, devoted a lot of my life for this principle because it's what freed me. When you meet God for the first time, it says that your old things have passed away and new things have come, meaning even your old names. Jesus meets someone, and Simon, he's renamed Peter. So Jesus says, look, your name is Simon, and yet your new name is Peter. In other words,
the
rock.
Yeah. Sure.
So God, and listen, Lord of the Rings, you ever see Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Okay. Aragorn is the king,
okay,
but he believes that his name is Strider, and he's a wanderer. And he only realizes his new destiny later on in the movie, and that's when he starts acting like the king.
Yeah.
We act according to the names that we have. This is why when you're a prisoner, your name is ripped from you and you're given a number.
Yeah. So what's your secret name?
That's a good question. My secret name is the name Free. And it comes from a passage that says, it is for freedom that we have been set free. Therefore, stop subjecting yourself to a yoke of slavery. My whole life was people-pleasing. It was bondage. It was performance. My mind and self-image was so messed up, John. Like, I used to carve words into my body with a knife. Like, that's pretty messed up.
Sure.
And yet, you know why I did?
Why?
Because it was the only place that I could be authentic. See, nobody else knew it. But I felt like that was the... I feel like each one of us are dying to be real.
Sure.
But we're so scared of judgment.
So let's go there, because I think that's huge. And you're such a great example of this. You talk about it in this next book, The Deeper Path.
Turn your
pain into your potential.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So people are built with three questions. They're built with, who am I? Mm-hmm. Identity. Why am I here? Purpose. And where am I going? Direction. Once you know who you are, then you're like, okay, why am I on this earth? Mm-hmm. Purpose. And my friend, your friend, Chet Scott, helped me a ton with that. Mm-hmm. There's two words in Work for Latin. One is the word labor, which is labor, which means toil. Women are familiar who've been mothers with toil and labor. It's pain.
Sure.
But then there's another word for work in Latin, which is opus, which means masterpiece. And our friend Chet Scott talks about how pain is inevitable, but misery is a choice. Good. So most people actually live in chronic pain.
Yeah.
And this they medicate it with binging on Netflix, porn, mm-hmm. substance abuse, workaholism.
Sure.
But we medicate our chronic pain with distractions. The process of Built to Lead, what I put in my book, Deeper Path, is that to go higher, you have to go deeper. You actually have to run to the pain rather than flee from it. But it's acute pain. And any doctor will tell you this. I tore my shoulder many times, actually. I've got two surgeries here, one here, used to be a wrestler. But when I tore it, I was in chronic pain. I couldn't throw the ball, I couldn't throw the frisbee. My life would have been forever in chronic pain.
Yeah.
But instead, I invited the surgeon to do acute pain, which is like, dude, we're gonna cut you open. And most people don't wanna ask God or others to cut them open.
Yeah.
They run from the acute pain, but that's the only way of the breakthrough.
So people learn to live with chronic pain, essentially.
They
is
do.
What you're saying, right?
And you
almost become numb to it.
You numb
right?
it. And I tell people, when you numb your pain,
yeah.
you numb mm-hmm. your potential.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that, you know what? Carl Jung, a Swiss psychologist, said that the most damaging thing in life isn't alcoholism for a kid, abuse, abandonment. The most damaging thing for a kid is the unlived life of the parent. It became abundantly clear that my purpose in life was igniting souls. That's where the clarity came. And it was like, wow. And you might say, well, why igniting souls? Because Ferdinand Foch, a French general, says that the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. So I really feel like God had me start out in the pastorate to learn to serve and to learn the heart of what it means to be a pastor. And now I have clients who say, you never left. You just have a different flock.
Very true. Well, I just want to congratulate you for all your impact. I know, I mean,
wow,
you said a million
you.
Souls you've
yeah.
ignited.
Yeah.
You helped ignite me for sure.
Awesome.
And hopefully our audience
yeah.
will be ignited after this.
Hey man, thank you
man.
So much, John.
Yeah.
It's great being here.
Yeah, pleasure to be with you. I'll tell you what, probably the biggest thing I've learned from him, knowing him and learned again today, was that whole fact of turning your pain into your potential. I think Carrie said it earlier, how do you not run away from your pain, run into it and good things will happen. You got to deal with it, have awareness to it, and just evolve as you go each day. So thanks for watching. We'll see you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.